Okay, good morning, everybody. So we move to Perek Zayin of Hilchos Mamrim, which requires a little bit of an introduction in its own right, so I'd like to develop that today. So we noted already in the Hakdama to Hilchos Mamrim that the structure of the Rambam is really extremely elegant. It's a tautology, but forgive me. The first four prakim dealing with the rebel against the Sanhedrin HaGedola, the Zakin Mamre, the next two prakim dealing with issues of rebellion, hence, as we said, we start with Hakka and Kalala, which are, you know, the rebellion against the parents and the chiyuv to listen to the parents of Kibbut Aveim, and then Perek Zayin circles back, and in many ways is about the rebel against both the parents, in Anusha Me'abe Kolenu, but V'Yisro, so also against rabbinic authority at the end. The Ramban, in his commentary on the Torah, says, endorses to a great extent the idea that the Arba Tzrichim Achraza, you know, don't really have a Chet Mavis, but it's Kedei Liaser Boaz HaRabim and Ben Zohar Mora amongst them. That's part of the idea of Nidon Al Shem Sofo, but to the extent that we can root it in, the track that he's on. So the Ramban separates. He says, Yinei Yeshalav Shnei Onchim, Echad Shumakla, Vivi'imo, Umam Rebahem. And the second is that he's Zolel and Sove, and that's a problem of Kedoshim Tiyu, which is very, very significant in the thought of the Ramban. And then at the end of the piece, he comes back a little bit more in the direction of Hinei Zogam Mitzvah Mechudeshes, O Mivu'ueres, if you want to say it's new, as, this is what the Ramban does in all the mitzvahs of Sefer Dvarim, or Mivu'ueres, it's an expansion, a beer of Kabeda Savicha Vesimecho, or Yishivo Ve'aviv Tirao. Nary a mention, and this is very significant, of lo sochlu al adam, which is the dominant perspective of the Rambam, which we're going to get to. So the Kosaris of Hilchos Rambam, Mamrim, the Rambam writes, shelo yaben sor mora o kol aviv imo, a natural continuation of, you know, the previous prakim of kibud avim, almost nothing to see. But you look in the minyan hakatzar, the Rambam is a different tune entirely. Shelo lechov lishtos derech solo v'sove. You'd think it's malchalos asuro shenamar bnei uzeh. Ellipses, Zolel Vesove. That's a very different kind of a presentation. So the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos in Shorash Tes, when he's dealing with the concept of Olav Shebechalos, so one of the varieties that he talks about is Olav Echad Kol Inonim Rabim, and he holds up as the, you know, example par excellence, Lo Sochlu Al Hadam, which appears Lo Sochlu Al Hadam, Lo Sonachashuv Lo Sonenu. And the Rambam writes that it includes, you know, five different areas. As a second area, we don't want to, have a suda savra as if it was a regular mace. Rabbi Kiva Omer, almost the parallel case. Lo sochol adam, that they have to sort of like, you know, fast the rest of the day. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Azhar ben Saramora Minayin Tamalomer Lo sochol adam. Hineilu chamishan yanim kula mozar mahem vehem kulam nechlalim tachas lavechad. It's really in the context of grotesque achilos. Ve'od amru, speaking of grotesque, minayin shal yitam adam klum achi spal tamalomer lo sochol adam lo sochol achi spal al dimchem. A hedonist of sorts, very high bar here, where, you know, a person who hasn't first, you know, thanked God for their life and prayed to God for the, you know, continuation of their life, so that person is guilty of a serious aveira of lo sochlu al hadam. The Rambam does seem to separate it from the other five, the Raisa, the Rabbana, not our topic for now. But again, it's what the Rambam refers to, as we'll see in just a moment, is an achila ra. Again, nary a mention of kibud of aim, just like in the Minyan HaKatzar, sholach kol v'lishtos derech solo v'sove. And the Sefer HaMitzvos is interesting, kuf tzadi hei, lo sochol adam, you know, presumably the Rambam could have privileged any of these, right? He could have talked about harugei bezdin, he could have talked about the bezdin themselves, he could have talked about kodem zrikas hadam, could have talked about a behema mifar chesas. He could have talked about kodem shetispal al dimchem. But he chose to talk about it as ben sorer mara. His yiranim yozola v'sobe machal misha me anarus of itznai mituar b'din sorer mara. V'va mara lo soch l'adam. V'bir zesh ben sorer mara michal chayav emisas bezdin. And etc. And achila, which will eventually lead, like machalos asurus, that has not chametz is coming up. That's an isur kares. Yom Kippur is coming up. Is bad enough. That's this is an achila that's chayiv misa. The achila asur mora shechayiv la misa. Wow. Shachol achila hi ra al drachem ahem asher lo tovin kvar avra lav alopish is alav lav shebichlalos. So here, this is a critical point of demarcation. Of all of the lavin within this one lav shebichalos, the Rambam clearly privileges the achila hara hi achila via lide shvichos damim. So while it is important, the Koseres definitely talks about the kibud av aim factor. There's no doubt about it. The minyan hakatzar, the sefer mitzvos, both in terms of the shorish achi as well as the los hasekuf tzadihe, really puts this within the framework of, achila hara, lo sochlu al hadam, which again is part of the Ramban's analysis, the Kedoshim Tiyu, but it does seem like the Ramban is a little bit more invested in, the mamre, certainly at the end of the piece, kabeda savicha vesibacha, ish imo v'aviv tiro, makla aviv imo mamre bohem. This is a very critical point of distinction. The Rambam's focus, as we'll see throughout the parak, is very much on the achila, the maisa achila hara'ah hahi.